the first thing in our language, in our story, which goes in Arab language, the first sentence is Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. Remember, we are responsible for ourselves. The cow is not. That's the difference. That's what we are talking about. So we are working with ourselves. We are creating ourselves, remaking ourselves every single moment, because you are what you have done in your life, partly. Partially, you are what genetic dictated. Sometimes good for you, sometimes tough luck. You're born pretty or ugly. Beauty is another matter. Because pretty is something that in Persian language we say khushgin. Remember that the human being is made out of the mud, and if the mud is khush, is good, so this will be khushgin. Means something that its physic is good, physical existence. The thing that God created in it, that khushgin in Persian language. But ziba is something else. That's beauty, which could be non-physical. Which is non-physical? Is your behavior, your manner, your attitude. Okay. We wanted to work with this. So I realized that I'm working at this. What's the first thing I should do if I want to know? Okay, now from this moment I know that I'm participating in making me. 10 years from now, if I'm here, I'm responsible for what I am in 10 years from now. Not only responsible, I'll be that. So that's my life. That's the most important thing to me. What is more important? The thing I become, right? So what is the first step towards doing it good? Anyone? Come on, this is simple. The first thing, I should know what's going on with this machine. I should know this. Because this is not me. This is a coexistence of me and my anima. The animal part of me. The one that will work without me. Knock me unconscious. The machine is working. Because this machine has been here long, long before me. Do you remember how long it is? 40 years. Imagine 40 years for God. Remember when he made the clay? He put it down to be dried, he waited 40 years. That detail in the story is made up for something, to remember that. It's been a long, long process that just making the mud in your shape and let it dry to be blue. Then he passed the breath in it. It became one. We were here, yes, we're chimpanzee, the animal. And the animal is here, right? And that's what I'm working with. So I have to look at this. What is this? This is a part of me. And I'm referring to my head in a way, because you're thinking about the brain when they say intelligence. Okay. It's not exactly right, but it will do. Okay. This is a part of me which is supposed to work for me. When I discovered it, I fell in love with it. How about you? Everybody does. This is our first king falling in love with the handmaiden. The problem is, the handmaiden doesn't give a damn about you. Handmaiden is in love with the goldsmith. The cover girl of the magazine. The, I don't know, the celebrity. Things like that. Look at your logic. Copying something. Rumi started like this. And he's going on and on and on. Half of the first book talks about this. How first book. Let's not forget there are six books, because there are seven steps, seven states of being. These seven steps are very famous to climb up to the best you could be, right? Starts with yearning, love, knowledge, enrichment, unity, bewilderment, not being, not having. And you write down. The last one has two names because one is not enough. There are two to cover whatever you don't like. It's not having, not being. Okay. The first stage is already passed. If you're here, you're here to listen, means you have the yearning and you took the trouble to come here and start to learn it. So we start from the second. The master starts the book with the second state, which is love. Book one is about love. And Jung will tell you what love is. Mainly, what love is not, because you think you know what love is. Why do you think you know what love is? Amazing thing. Love, ask anyone, what is love? They will explain it to you. Give them time, they will explain it to you like this. Love is an enigmatic thing, very elusive, and not really describable. And maybe it's one of the deepest subject that a human could think about. And they will go on and on. Then ask them, how come that you dummy, you know all this? Because we know it's a difficult subject, but deep down all of us within, we know what love is. So we made it clear. You don't know what love is. There is only one way to know what love is. And if you were that, you were not sitting here. How could you know what love is? Only way is to be in love. No way else. It's not a knowledge. It's some fire burning in the heart. You have to have it. And sorry about all your expectation is very hard in you, right? Scientifically. But sorry, there is no 58% in love. You are in love or you're not. You always think that you're halfway. You're almost there. That's the nonsense. Because Rumi will compare it with a very blunt example and say, you're either blind or you see. There is nothing in between. So you blindly normally start this with whatever you have. So Rumi studied all this and explained it all in some simple stories. First story was the king and the handmaiden. And he said, this is what the problem is, and you cannot do really something like that. Because you're the victim. There is this Hakim. So you need someone. You didn't like it, did you? Because you want to be self-sufficient, because you are a capital I. That big ego, inflated one. And you're a little bit silly, because sitting here and you know that the first thing you find ridiculous in here that should be worth them to get rid of is that ego. But in a way you are here. So okay, first thing, this Hakim will do it. Don't worry. But you should know the intelligence, that lady in you. First, that lady works like a parrot. The parrot who looks at the existence and by the facial information.